Welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland here, Carla Heath, Galen Stewart, as always. Man, that first hour kicked
out. Flew by.
That was just so good. I'm really proud that we're able to get these people on because it means so much. I'll put you guys in program. There we go. No offense, but
that's okay.
Got to turn them off sometimes, and there you go. Let's see. We've got, near as I can tell, we've had this guy on more times this year than anyone guessed. We like him, so he's going to...
We were talking about him this last weekend. What's going to stop him?
Himself.
Okay.
Gary Lewis joins us. He won the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour presented by Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. 125 or 150 laps, Gary?
150
out at Evergreen Speedway on the big 5/8 mile oval. And sponsored by the Evergreen State Fair, celebrating their 100th anniversary. And nice job, pal. That was cool.
Thank you. Thanks, you guys.
You're welcome.
You know, it was a blast. I had a lot of fun. It was great to finally be back at my home track where it started. And I was, I couldn't be happier to come back and win that, baby.
You know, got to tell you, I think I was kind of writing some notes down because after the race was over, I had to phone into the station here and bust into the Aqua Sox game. But I figured you were in second place for 128 laps. Is that right for you?
That sounds pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, we were in the beer garden for most of that race, I think, weren't we? No offense, but, you know, I really like watching.
I've seen you over there.
Well, yeah, you probably did. It was, you know, I brought my North Sound Racing lampshade with me, and you know how it is. And I didn't mean to take away from your concentration by any stretch of
imagination. Well, it was under caution. I was looking over there going, man, nice cold beer sounds good after
the
race.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? You know, you follow, and I, you know, I got to tell you, and I think you might agree with me, is Jason Frazier about the best racer around that has not won a race yet?
That dude's awesome.
Isn't he, though?
No doubt about it. And his time's come so quick. I've just been lucky enough to hold him off here lately. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, you and I were talking earlier. I think it was today or yesterday when I was ever trying to line this up. But, man, once he starts winning, you might as well just sell your stuff, man. Sell it to him.
No, that's when we dig in deeper and work extra hard. And
excellent.
I do a better job. So.
Excellent.
It's paying off, isn't it, Gary?
It is.
The hard work.
It is, definitely.
So take us through the race.
Well, you know, it was Jason and I kind of checked out there for a while. And, you know, it really came down to a strategy type race, really. I mean, it was fun. I mean, it was... you know, it didn't race as hard as you could. I mean, we had to go 150 laps, and we had a break with 50 to go, and you couldn't get tires and all that, which was great because I like to conserve my tires. And I think I can conserve them better than a lot of people. So, you know, that was the game we played, and we played it exactly as planned. And, you know, and I was coming up with stuff as we're racing, you know, go high, go low, you know, get them thinking both ways and, you know, get them set up, and it worked out, man. It was fun.
You know, Gary, there's been a lot of talk lately about setups and things like that, and I just, you know, I've been wanting to ask you this question. Could you go back to a conventional setup, you, Gary Lewis, go back to a conventional setup and still win races?
I'm sure we probably could. The thing is, though, is the conventional setup stuff, back when we were doing that, we've been running the soft spring stuff for a good 7+ years now.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day when we were doing that stuff, I relied on my dad and like Jeff Butcher and some other guys like that that called the shots on that. The conventional setup never made sense to me really good in my head. And then when I got hooked up with some guys back east, some accounts that I have through Longacre Racing Products and stuff, got talking with them about what to run and all that stuff, and we went out and tried it and made changes and all that stuff, and it just really clicked with my brain as far as, you know, what to do in certain situations. And then I've just focused so hard on trying to learn every little aspect of it and retain all the information as far as what does what and what feeling causes this, and if you get this feeling, do that, and And it's really, really helped us, especially in this last 3 years. That's been the biggest thing to help us get this car balanced out better. So it's good for the long run.
So, and needless to say, shocks and things like that have really, for you especially, changed the way you're, like you say, it flows better in your brain as to how the car's handling, and you can really, most of this setup, is it not through shocks and things like that?
Well, it's everything. I mean, it's spring, shocks, driving style, it's everything in the car, and like I said, it's clicked in my brain a whole lot better, where a lot of it makes sense now, and you know, my shock guy, he's got hundreds and hundreds of hours, you know, into the front shocks, especially the left front. Developed an awesome thing there at Leary Racing Products. And, you know, I mean, it's still the whole package. You still got to have, I mean, you still got to have the right springs and
sure.
sway bars. And I mean, you can dye yourself out to lunch in a hurry as well.
Sure.
So just like with conventional deal, I don't necessarily think one's better than the other when it comes to short track racing.
Uh-huh.
If you're on like a 1 mile track or something like that where aerodynamics are key, then yes, I'm sure the soft spring deal is better because the nose piece is glued down to the ground and you're forcing all the air to go over the car, which causes downforce, and then no air going under the car, which gets under there and stacks up and starts causing drag. So,
well,
I'm sure you could do it, you bet.
Clearly, your results they've been so over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you've been average at best.
Hey, we're just working hard, trying to learn every race we go to, no matter if we take first or last or wreck it or whatever. We're just trying to better ourselves every time, and that's really what you got to do. You can't ever think that you got this all figured out because you don't. You know, there's still so much out there to learn, and we go to every race thinking we can win, knowing we can win, but also knowing that, hey, you know, we got stuff to learn. Let's go there and let's learn and let's retain every single thing we can and be better for the next race.
Gary, where and when is your next race?
We are racing this weekend in the Idaho 200.
There you go. That's a big race coming up over there. And kind of it's a two-day event, correct?
It's actually a four-day event.
Ah!
We have practice Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And then they have
party
practice Friday.
Friday.
And
party
then
Friday.
And the race. Every day.
Yeah, it is.
And, the end of race Friday,
mm-hmm.
and then the Rocky Mountain Challenge Series Saturday, and then the Idaho 200 Sunday.
Awesome.
They start at the back, the Rocky Mountain, the fast guys do, right?
Yes.
Fully inverted. You going to run that race?
Nope. We are we're
focused on the money.
We're showing up on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to be there. We're going there Friday, but the car's not coming out of the trailer until Sunday.
Till money time, right?
You know, we can't afford to go practice all day Thursday. That's just too much time and too much money for tires and all that stuff. So
mm-hmm.
we're just going to wait. We're just going to wait and wait it out and do it on Sunday. And it's a little bit of a gamble, a tiny bit, because six cars from Friday night and six cars from Saturday night are locked into the show. So that's 12 spots locked
uh-huh.
in, which they're only starting 18 are going to be locked in. Of course, they'll have probably four move-ups from the B main, but that only leaves six slots open for cars that don't run any of those races. So we basically have to go there Sunday and then get the car set up and then qualify top six to secure our spot in the feature.
How much are your folks helping you out these days?
Oh, this is a total family affair here. My dad's the crew chief. It's me and him pretty much every night working on the car, and it's totally a family deal.
Cool.
Like it always been.
Yeah, it's also had to be pretty good for Sunbelt Rentals to get in victory lane on Saturday night too, huh?
Yeah, it was very cool to have Sunbelt Rentals aboard and Frontline Security and then also our normal sponsors like Sign Factory USA out of Kirkland and Sandblasters Incorporated out of Marysville. So yeah, no, it was cool all the way around. You know, with Sunbelt Rentals and Frontline Security coming aboard for three races, so far we got two wins for them, you know, in
mm-hmm.
their first two deals with us. So it's working out awesome. I, you know, hope this can turn out to be something good down the road.
All right. Well, don't forget, buddy, I owe you $50, okay?
Oh, I know. Hey, you're on the refrigerator. So.
Nice.
So right there, Steve, $50.
$50 he owes me with a skull and crossbones.
When am I gonna get that?
Whenever I give it to you.
Okay, I'll see you when I see it.
Yeah. To quote a phrase from one of your sponsors, you'll see me when you see me.
Yeah. See you when I see you.
Well, congratulations, man. It was so cool. And, again, props to Jason Fraser because, boy, that guy put on a show Saturday night. So, we got to make sure and give him his due.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, he's an awesome driver. He's an awesome guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's super cool. So, it's awesome to race with him, and I look forward to many more challenges with him. So.
Oh, he's going to give them to you, buddy. Don't,
I know. He
don't
makes
think
us,
he won't.
He makes us step it up for sure.
Yeah. Well, have a good time over in Idaho, would you?
Thank you, guys. Have
All
a
right.
Good one.
Thanks a lot, Gary. Appreciate it, buddy, as always. Yep. Gary Lewis, the winner of the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour presented by Echo Outdoor Power Equipment feature on Saturday. Seemed like it was so long ago out at the Washington 500. We're going to get a couple more guests on the phone real quick, but while those calls are being made, as always, Brandon Hamilton is always so good and giving me a list of winners over the weekend, so let's pay them their due. You guys were up at Skagit. You know that Travis Roots won the A-Main. In fact, he pulled a double, didn't he?
He sure did.
Yeah, and Travis Roots got the A-Main win and also the 360 win. Hornet Main went to Corey Swatzina, and the Sportsman Sprints A-Main went to Kelsey Carpenter. At Grays Harbor Raceway in the Cruisers, main event, James Hinckley and Dana Austin in the midgets that ran over there. Jonathan Jorgensen picked up the win for the WMRA. Modifieds are cool. I've seen those guys. What a show they put on. Jason Boulou, I believe is how you say his name, got the main event win in the Sprint Series. Glenn Borden Jr. Modifieds B-Main win went to Steve Signal. Evergreen Speedway, you've heard about it. We've got all of the guys on. We've got two down, two more to go. Jeff Barkshire with the win in the Camping World West. With Jeff Barkshire picking up the win there. Superstocks win, Nama Lang in the Bomber Division, Frank Calgill. And in the, as we just got off with, Gary Lewis won the ASA Northwest Tour. South Sound Speedway, Tom Moriarty with win number 6.
Wow.
Yeah, in a row. Tom Sweatman finished 2nd. Rod Schultz Jr. finished 3rd. At South Sound in the Mini Stock Division, Reggie Gill, Baby Grand's A.J. Butler. Got the win there in the pure stock division, Dan Walker. And the vintage modifieds ran at South Sound. Jim Jones picked up the win there. So we've got some more to go, but we've got a couple more people to talk to. All right, let's go to the win. And actually, before we go to this gentleman, I want to play this.
Calgill's got him side by side in front of him as they head out of turn two here on the final go-round. Out of turn two, the 76 of Calgill. Does he know that he's got a sizable lead? Does he push it going into turn number 3? He gets up underneath one of the lap cars. He comes through 3 and 4 for the final time. A smoker in front of him as Lane Sunholm trying to hang on. Here comes Calgill. Here's checkered flag. Frank Calgill will take the win. 2nd spot's going to go to the 5 of Blackwood with Merlin, the magician cook, finishing in 3rd.
2 races in a row this gentleman has won in the Les Schwab Bomber Series out at Evergreen Speedway. Frank Calgill joins us, picking up just a whale of a win. Some say best show of the night out there at Evergreen Speedway. Frank, how are you tonight, bud?
Very good, very good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Congratulations. Had to be kind of nice to hear that call, huh?
Yeah, that was fun hearing the call. We haven't heard that yet, so that was nice to hear.
Well, it'll be on the internet for you, bud. Way to go. Take us through the win. 50 laps and not at all easy, huh?
No, it was a nice run. We were kind of surprised that we could even run with the leader, so that took us a few laps to realize that. And then, you get kind of settled in, and you finally get a chance to go racing. And
uh-huh.
had a good little run with Kelly Mann there for a while. And then probably had the best seat in the house for the side-by-side racing. That Lane and Jill just put on an outstanding show.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard the opener to our show, but if you haven't, I'm gonna play it back when we end up with you. So if you've got it on the internet, it was just a phenomenal call when those two finally went around. But no disrespect to either Lane or Jill. But, it's not like you could see it coming. Neither one of them caused that to happen. Those of us sitting in the stands watching, just kind of thought when they went side by side for three or four laps they went side by side?
It felt like about 10.
I bet it did.
4 or 5, yeah.
But you knew something was going to happen, and sometimes those winds, it didn't fall into your lap, but, you know, it was just, it was real cool to see the number 76 car run up front. You like racing on the 5/8, Frank?
Oh, absolutely love that track.
Yeah.
Haven't been able to put a good run together there yet, so it was nice to actually have a car idea. But that is, I wish we could run it more than once a year.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. Talk about some of the help you've gotten on the number 76, would you please?
Yeah, I got to thank Rob at Action Machine.
Oh, wait. Thank who?
Well, we don't mess up the other day.
Yeah, okay. Caller,
Robert,
caller, did you hear that?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Congratulations there, front row, Frank.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Good job. Good win.
Thank you very much.
Were you,
I got to get a quick shout out for Ty Ocean for keeping us fed.
There you go. Rob, it was, were you there when did you finally make it when you got there, or you were listening to that on the radio on your way out, weren't you?
I was about halfway between Snohomish and Monroe, and we're screaming in the car listening to your show. It was like, go, Frank, go!
What is a, and of course I'm going to shill for Action Machine because that's kind of what I'm paid to do. But, Frank, talk about the you know, what people like Rob and Action Machine do for your program.
Well, basically, the motor program is completely theirs. I pretty much leave it up to Rob as far as what combination to run, and any time it makes a funny sound, I'm over there at Rob's asking what it's doing and how do we mend it. So, Rob is basically responsible for the horsepower in the 76. And about what? How many cars do you have out there? Another 4 or 5 that are running up front?
Yeah, we have you and Fody and Chuck Richard and John Carlson, and we have quite a few guys out there.
Yeah, so Action's definitely got a good showing out there.
They do, and from all over. And, you know, Galen has mentioned, brought up Rob's name on quite a few occasions, too, because of how well it's done. So we've still got some more of this season left to go, Frank. What's on the horizon? You going to be able to contend for the championship?
Well, that would be magical if that would happen. Jim and Lane have about, a 40, 50-point lead in front of third. So it's going to be tough this late in the season to run that down. I mean, those guys are just tough cars. They're top three every week.
Mm-hmm.
So it would take something for them to come back to us. But we still have, a 4-car race for third that are, you know, half a dozen points away. So that's going to be, you know, nip and tuck right down to the end.
Well, it was so cool to see you get up to victory lane. Did you hear the call when you got it, when you got the lead? Have you heard that?
No, I have not.
All right, check this out and then see what you think.
We are back out at Evergreen Speedway with Washington 500. It is just getting crazy out here. Let's go down to Kelly and Scott.
Side by side, a little bit of a rub, no problem. And there they go. She hangs on, Kyle inside. Oh, and she gets in the wall and goes around. Well, we had said it earlier, a couple laps before, that Frank Calgill may have been sitting in the best spot while that side-by-side battle was going on. She's got a cut-down tire, the left rear tire down on Jill Lang, so her chance of winning this one has come to a halt as she's fallen way back in the field. Frank Calgill well out in front of this one. Now the 11 car, the 5 car, Black will be second.
So not bad, huh? You kind of jacked him up out there, Frank.
Well, it wasn't anything I did. I mean, that was just, you know, it was just poor timing. You know, you could see we were catching a lap car, and they were going to go 3 abreast into one.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, nobody did anything wrong. It was just a racing deal. They just kind of bumped. And,
yeah.
And, well, that's about the time I quit looking.
One guy described it as an accident that just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Best
well,
way
you know,
to
when
go.
You're behind them, you know, a couple of people said, oh, they knew we were going to do that. And it's like, well, I didn't.
You had the best seat in the house, didn't you?
Absolutely. Is there a way I can maybe follow Lane through on the inside or follow Jill? You know, you're just kind of watching the race.
Yeah, it is. Well, again, congratulations. Way to go, Frank. And for somebody who didn't think they could do a very good job of being on the radio, I think you headed out of the park, pal.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. And, Rob, you can kind of crawl back under the table if you want.
Okay, congratulations, Frank.
Thanks, Rob.
Right. Thanks, Steve.
And thank you, Rob. And thank you, Frank, for being on. Pleasure to have you, and continued success this year.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot. Frank Calgill, winner of the Bomber main event out at the Washington 500. We still got Name and Lane to get a hold of. Corey Bell from Supercuts and Steve Beitler as we continue on with our humble little radio show here. This is for you, Galen. That'll wake you up, huh? As he puts his goggles on. We'll be back after these messages. North Sound Racing here on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.